Well, we're turning then this evening to 1 Kings, chapter 6 and 7, looking at the building of the temple. Chapter 7 also covers some other buildings that Solomon engaged in, building his house and the house that was built for his wife, Pharaoh's daughter. But the main thrust of this passage is the building of the temple. And you remember that last time we looked at the start of the work when the foundations were laid. And that was a lovely description there of some of those great stones, costly stones, one of that precious stones that were built as that foundation. And we saw there something, didn't we, that signifies the true church of God, the foundation which is laid upon the apostles and prophets, but Christ Jesus being the chief cornerstone. And as we come to this passage here, looking at the finalization of the work, you know, the whole of the building being finished. Again, we're struck, aren't we, with the splendor of it, the glory of it, the majesty, the size of it. It's something that would have drawn a wondering gaze, and we're going to come on to see in the future those that were drawn to come to see Solomon and see the worship and to see the things that were taking place. This was impressive. And of course, immediately we say, well, we'd expect nothing less. This is that which is to honour God, the living God. The tabernacle had been that which had been designed under the hand of God. All the instructions were given to Moses, exactly how it's to be done. And you can see the pattern that's followed here on a bigger scale. But the same structure and design has taken place. The Ark of the Covenant comes into the Holy of Holies that's part of this temple that's been built here. But the everything overlaid with gold. And we can see how it again signifies that place that God has said that he would dwell amongst his people. And we've seen some of that as we've looked at the patterns of these things before. But there's one rather unique and special thing about this building that I want to turn our attention to this evening. Because all this great building was done, the temple of God and all the description that take place there, there was one other aspect to this building. We didn't read this, but we find it in chapter 7. There were two pillars that were erected at the porch, at the entrance into the temple. They weren't part of the structure. They weren't holding up the roof or the porch or any part of that. These were two magnificent pillars, be about 4 feet across, these pillars would have been, standing there at the porch entrance. Now you might say, well, what's significant about that? Well, what was special about this? So you turn to chapter 7, 1 Kings, and chapter 7, and verse 21. You'll see that something very striking is said about these pillars. It's a similar thing that's said again in the parallel passage in Chronicles, but let's read here. 1 Kings 7, verse 21. And he, that's Solomon, set up the pillars, and he's described the construction of these great pillars. He set up the pillars in the porch of the temple. He set up the right pillar, and he called the name thereof Jachin, and he set up the left pillar, and called the name thereof Boaz. These two pillars were given names. Now that's unique. And all this construction, all that's taken place there, we don't read of names being given to parts of the structure. Here are these two pillars. So the work is finished. We read about that. The whole building was finished and all the vessels that go in there. But there were then set these two great pillars at the entrance, and they're given names. What are the names? What do they mean? Jachin, the name of the pillar on the right. He shall establish. Pillar on the left, Boaz, means in him is strength. In it is strength, or in him is strength. So here at the entrance of the temple, on the right hand, this great pillar, and everybody would have known as they approached the temple or entered into the temple to worship or to serve in the temple, here was these great pillars that were there, and everybody would know that they had names. And their name said, he shall establish it. In him is strength. And that's striking, because you realize that this great temple that was built, it was significant, it was substantial. We've seen the effort that's gone into the foundations, the great stones that were brought there. This was no temporary structure. This was something that had been designed to stand there for ages, but it won't. And Solomon knew that. And he set there these pillars to point to something far greater. He said, this is the work of man building this temple, great though it is, glorious though it is, but there's something far deeper, more significant that is being pointed to by this temple. And so there was this reminder, he shall establish it. God shall establish it. In him is strength. What is it that these things are symbolizing? Here was something that every time somebody approached the temple, perhaps they're looking at the structure and say, wasn't this marvelous? But immediately there's something else there that reminds them, no, there's something deeper, something more significant, something spiritual that is being pointed to here. God is at work. He shall establish something because in him is strength. And of course, we're reminded, aren't we, that the work of man, it doesn't stand. It doesn't stand the test of time. This temple, of course, in due course, it was destroyed. Babylonians destroyed it. The temple that replaced it in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, that didn't last. That was destroyed. The temple that was then built by Herod the Great when the Lord walked upon this earth, the Lord told his disciples, every stone will be cast. That didn't survive. The Romans destroyed it. But God will do a work because in him is strength. Remember that lovely verse that we sometimes remind ourselves, Psalm 127, verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labour in vain which build it. That's what we need, is that which the Lord builds. And so every time a person approached this temple and entered into this temple, there was that constant reminder of these two pillars. There's a greater work. God's at work. He's to establish a work. In him is strength. And of course,